This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brother Oasi emails from South Africa. MashaAllah, tabarak. And by the way, I love to read where your emails are coming from. So when you email me, please email me a state or a location. And it's something that it helps me to contextualize and perhaps even fine-tune the answer for you. So Brother Oasi from South Africa, beautiful land. I have been there many times and I look forward to visiting soon again, inshaAllah ta'ala. He says that he made an oath in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made a qasam that if he did such and such a deed, he didn't tell me what it is in the oath, that he would pay such and such amount of sadaqah or charity. Then he says that I have done this deed, but I am unable to pay that quantity of charity. I have done the deed, but I am unable to pay that quantity of charity. So what should I do?
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ
So the response is that this is something that is called a yameen, and you have not been able to fulfill your yameen. Yameen is an oath. Allah says in the Quran, لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما عقدتم الأيمان. Allah will not call you to task for your frivolous oaths, but Allah will call you to task for that which you were solemn about. So, a frivolous oath, you understand by context. No, wallah, I'm not hungry now. No, wallah, I'm not going to eat right now. You just say it like this, you know. Everybody understands that if food is put in front of you, you eat from it. You're just saying like that. But when you say a solemn oath and you say, wallahi, I swear by Allah, that such and such, you know, I'm not going to do that. And it's very clear from the seriousness and from the context, you're making a qasam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is now an oath. And you are obliged to fulfill it unless you see something that is better for you, or you are unable to, like in this case, perhaps you put an exorbitant sum of money and then you're not able to do that, in which case you must make a kafara. You must make a expiation of your oath. And Allah and the Prophet ﷺ said, by the way, that whoever gives an oath and a qasam, and then he sees that there's something better than his oath, then let him break the oath and give the kafara for the oath. Allah has made a way out for us. The Prophet has made a way out for us. It's a beautiful thing. So for example, suppose you were very angry at your friend, that whatever he did, and you got very angry, and you said to him, I swear by Allah, I will never visit your house again. And I'm never going to step foot in your house, and I'm never going to have food with you again. SubhanAllah, this is not a good oath. It's not a good oath at all. You should not do it. You should not have done it, but you did it. Now what are you going to do? You're supposed to break the oath and give the kafara of the oath, and then mend your way with your brother again. How does one mend? How does one do the kafara? It is in the Quran, very clearly. Allah says in the Quran that if you're going to break an oath, فَكَفَّارَتُهُ إِطْعَامُ عَشَرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ مِنْ أَوْسَطِ مَا تُطْعِمُونَ أَهْلِيكُمْ أَوْ كِسْوَتُهُمْ أَوْ تَحْرِيرُ رَقَبَةٍ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثِ أَيَّامٍ ذَلِكَ كَفَّارَةُ أَيْمَانِكُمْ إِذَا حَلَفْتُمْ وَاحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ. Feed 10 people. Feed 10 poor people. The average amount of food that you feed your own families to. Or give them clothing, how you give your own family. Or free a slave. And if you cannot do any of these three things, then you fast 3 days. So Allah mentions 4 things. The third of them is not possible now because there are no more milk yameen anymore. So you either feed 10 people, so whatever is your meal, so you have rice and meat as your average meal, okay? Or in America you have your burger and fries as your average meal, or in Saudi you have a shawarma and whatever as your average meal. You take that average meal and 10 people, 10 poor people, you feed them and you make the niyyah. This is for kafara. Or you buy 10 outfits, so 10 average clothes, pant and shirt, or thobe, or shawar kameez, and you distribute to the poor. Or if you're not able to do these two, you're not able to afford to do that, then you fast 3 days. If you cannot afford, you don't have the money to buy, then you fast 3 days. And then you may break your oath and then do what needs to be done. So this is how one abstains or how one breaks the oath if need to be. And Allah then says, وَحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ, guard your oath. Don't just break it for no reason. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.
يا من أجبت دعاء نوح فانتصر وحملته في فلكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كوني